This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to open negotiations between the United States and the European Union on boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electrical vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. The two leaders met at the Oval Office on Friday. Here's what von der Leyen had to say.
We agreed on a transparency dialogue concerning the incentives that are given to the clean tech industry. For us, it's important on both sides of the Atlantic.
The meeting took place against a backdrop of European complaints that clean energy subsidies in the United States, Inflation Reduction Act, and others will divert investment away from Europe and hurt their economies. The war in Ukraine was also a major agenda item. Here's President Biden on Ukraine.
And we stood with the brave people of Ukraine, providing security assistance and implementing historic sanctions that cut off Putin's ability to fund and to fight his war in Ukraine.
Both Biden and von der Leyen underlined the strength of their partnership, their unified support for Ukraine, and their efforts to hold Russia accountable for its invasion. Meanwhile, Russia has added the World Wildlife Fund to its register of foreign agents. Russian law requires individuals and organizations that are determined to have received foreign funding and to have engaged in loosely defined political activity to identify themselves as foreign agents. The Russian Justice Ministry said Friday that the World Wildlife Fund tried to influence government decisions and hindered industrial and infrastructure projects under the guise of protecting nature. WWF representatives told Russian news site Meduza that the decision was unfounded and would be contested in court. This is VOA News. Trains were canceled, some schools were shut, and drivers were stuck for hours on a major highway as a blast of snow and wind hit Britain for the second time in a week. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Storm Larissa brought gales and blizzards to much of the UK. Experts said the worst hit areas were Northern England and North Wales, where 50-mile-per-hour winds were recorded alongside about a foot of snow. The highway that cuts across Northern England, known as the M62, was at a standstill, as some drivers had to wait 7 hours in traffic. Air travel was also disrupted, with most flights departing Liverpool John Lennon Airport delayed. Karen Chamas, London.
The World Health Organization reports disease outbreaks are surging in the Greater Horn of Africa. Tens of millions of people are food insecure, and the number of malnourished children is the highest in years. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Most countries in the region, Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, Djibouti, and Uganda, are battling the worst drought in 40 years, while Sudan and South Sudan are dealing with mammoth flooding. The World Health Organization reports these climate-related disasters, as well as conflict, have caused hunger to soar in the region. Conflict, extreme weather events, and the food crisis have displaced 18 million people in the region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Italian Coast Guard launched multiple rescue operations on Friday to save hundreds of migrants packed aboard several boats off the tow of Italy less than 2 weeks after at least 73 people drowned in a shipwreck. The president of the Southern Calabria region said a total of around 1,300 migrants were aboard boats, which the European Union's border force Frontex had warned could run into problems. German police said on Friday that they had arrested a male suspect after a special unit stormed a pharmacy in the southwestern city of Karlsruhe, where multiple people had been held hostage for hours. A number of explosions were heard when officers in tactical gear entered the pharmacy in the city center. After first arriving on the scene around 4:30 p.m., a Karlsruhe police spokesman said police were able to arrest the suspected perpetrator and also free the hostages. Officers restrained a man they had brought out of the pharmacy, covered his head in a blanket, and bundled him into a car. Colombia's government and the left-wing ELN guerrilla group took the first steps toward a bilateral temporary ceasefire, according to the heads of their delegations, at peace talks on Friday, as they closed their second cycle of negotiations in Mexico City. ELN is Colombia's oldest remaining rebel group. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.